The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Sarah, first of all, thank you very much for joining us on The Sunday Business Show. You are speaking on Tuesday to the ladies who launch the fabulously named event. Why would any woman in her right mind decide to launch her own business?
Well, that is a great question. And, you know, it's no different if you're a man or a woman or whatever in between. It's all about finding your passion. And in fact, one of our key panels at the event will be about how do you take your passion and turn it into a business. It's about having an impact out there on the world. Think about what you can do with your own business, whether it's the employees that you bring on over time, what you do for your customers. You really impact people. And then frankly, why not? You know, we don't get enough adrenaline rush in life these days. And so I'm always telling the women that I mentor to just get out there and take the risk and be everything you can be.
And you are talking the same kind of prayers that we in the Sunday Business Show say every Sunday morning. We are very keen that women do go into business. How and ever, if you are in technology, if you choose to go to Silicon Valley, the chances are, and it's been shown in many, many news reports, that women will be mocked and shocked by male VCs.
Well, that's a big thing that we want to change. And so why we founded Ladies Who Launch, we founded it on three pillars, which was building community, getting education out to women about all the facets of starting and running and growing a business, and then that healthy dose of inspiration that gets you through some of those tougher meetings or those tougher moments. So what we've found from a community perspective is women in particular really benefit from getting together with their peers. From an education perspective, when they get together with peers, 73% of them feel more confident. 72% of them find a way to solve a problem. So really good things come from an education perspective. But on that inspiration point, I think there's nothing better than hearing from the women who've done it, and we have women like Anne Hirty from CPL Resources, for example. We have Mary Harney doing it in a different field of government, but what she's learned that's absolutely transferable to business, all the way down to really young female founders like Anne Malloy of Girl Crew. And so we have the whole gamut. And what I love when you talk to those women is not just the highs, but actually how they got through the lows and maybe what they did when they got into that kind of awful meeting and how they got through it. And I think if we all support each other, that's going to motivate us all to keep reaching for better and better and higher things.
And I so agree with you. But when you go to fund in Silicon Valley and presumably in many other locations, women are not being funded. The funding figures are still minuscule.
They're shocking. I actually read a stat on Ireland. I'll bring it back to Ireland. Silicon Valley's bad, but 1% of the venture capital allocated in Ireland this year, 1% has gone to female-funded companies. That's diabolical. So, you know, how do we change that? We're seeing moves afoot in Silicon Valley to either have female-oriented funds. So Female Founders Fund is a good example. We've seen a move from a bunch of women that, you know, I've gotten to meet and work with over the years called All Raise, which is actually more about how do we get more women into venture capital, because with a woman at the table, there's probably more empathy for the woman starting the business on the other side. But I think we have to attack it from all angles. We have to help women build better businesses so you can't not invest in them. We have to create pockets of funding that we orient that way. And then I think we have to create a diversity at the table so that the investor that you're talking to actually can understand a bit where you're coming from. So I think there's multiple ways to do it, and I want to be part of how do we change that, you know, on all of those fronts.
Your CV is spectacular. You're an Oxford graduate. You went to worked with McKinsey and with Goldman Sachs and now you are on many boards. Must a woman setting out to launch her own business and aiming for world success have to emulate you in the sense of having to, I will use the word, overachieve just to make it. It's just, it seems to me that the wall is set so much higher for the woman.
You know, God, I hope not. I mean, my belief over time is that if we feed into organizations, you know, at Square, we actually do a lot of work around unconscious bias. So actually helping everyone in the room see where they may be predisposing themselves against a minority group. And, you know, it's not just gender. Clearly, it's race. You know, there can be age. It's all sorts of angles here. So I think that's one thing that we can do to start to change it. I do think there's goodness in role models. So I love, you know, the company we've built here at Square. 60% of the company actually reports into a female executive. So we have a wonderful woman who runs our people team and our small business lending team. So she does both jobs, good at multitasking. The woman who runs the majority of our small business or our business area is actually an engineer by training. She's probably one of the most senior engineers in Silicon Valley now. Again, kind of atypical, but it gives a really strong role model to look up to. And so, I mean, those are just the beginning steps. It's not just about hiring diversity into your business. It's then about making it inclusive. And to your question, you know, then I believe you create a lot more level playing field. So ultimately, the best people are getting the resources and are helping build out those companies of the future. You don't have to be better. You just have to be on a level playing field.
Regular listeners to the Sunday Business Show know we ask the questions that nobody else ever thinks of asking because they're a bit strange. Mm-hmm. I have got to ask, I'm a big, big, big Twitter follower. I've got to ask, what is Jack Dorsey, who also heads up Square, what's he like to work with?
Jack is great to work with. So, you know, I often get asked why I came to Square in the beginning, and I go all the way back to the first time I met Jack. We went to grab a coffee at actually a coffee shop that's now a great Square seller, and what was supposed to be an hour meeting was a multi-hour extravaganza. And what I loved was the first question he asked me, because he said, tell me about yourself. And so I started to do the CV that you just talked about. You know, well, I started here, and then I did this. And he's like, no, tell me about yourself. Like, where did you grow up? Like, what's your family like? And so I think that he really embodies, actually one of my favorite quotes is always, be interested and be interesting. And so, you know, Jack is both of those. He's very interested in who you are as a person. And I think because of that, he's been able to build great companies like Square, as well as the other one. And, you know, he's super interesting. He's always got some new angle that he wants you to think along. I was talking to someone about meditation this morning, which seems very new agey. And yet, you know, I think it's going to be an important thing that we all do for our minds in this crazy world we work in. And Jack has been kind of on my case to think about meditation for a while. So, you know, again, not maybe the typical conversation you'd expect between a CEO and a CFO. And yet, you know, that can take up a chunk of our time, because with that, he believes he'll make me a better CFO. So I love that about working with Jack.
Well, you are, as you say, CFO at Square. So therefore, you know absolutely what the plans are. When are you planning on having Square in Ireland?
So we are excited to have started our European footprint starting in the UK. And this year has been really about doubling down on building out that presence. And while the north of Ireland, clearly my homeland, there's a bit of a border there, but we see our business resonate there. Some just great examples of sellers. Actually, one of the women that spoke at our Ladies Who Launch Belfast last autumn, Danielle from Flexfox, is exactly the sort of seller I think we would find in Dublin or Waterford or, you know, wherever you went in the south. So, you know, she has a wonderful business. She creates these beautiful pictures. She puts them on tea towels for the National Trust. She has them on bags that you can pick up to put your shopping into. It's exactly the sort of merchant that we typically work with. So we know there's a need. We have a presence in Dublin today, small but mighty team of about 15. It is our European headquarters. So I think it's a natural kind of place that we'll jump off into the rest of Europe from.
And this, Sarah, is where I just drop my voice for a second. Pretend there's nobody listening. It's just me and you. And I'll ask you the same question. When do you think you might be launching in Dublin or in Ireland?
It's a well-kept secret. We've got to keep you on your toes. Come on.
Okay, Sarah, we won't push any further on that. Sarah Fryer, thank you so much for joining Team SBS on the Sunday Business Show.
Connell, really appreciate it. Take care now. See you all next week.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.